Hey guys, welcome back to Maintaining the Meat in Marriage and Motherhood. I'm Lashana. I know that it's a little bit late. It's Friday. Usually I have my podcast downloaded already. I've been doing really good about that on Thursday night or like at least by midnight of Friday morning. But it's a little bit late. I just wanted to make sure I didn't get my ebook completed, like complete, the final draft until earlier this week. And so we were just trying to get it onto the website, all connected before I started like doing lives and promoting it and doing all that. I wanted to make sure when I do talk about it, you guys can go just download it. So if you're listening, you can go to my website at www.modernmommiemogul.com, and it should be on the first homepage, and you can download it. It's free. It's a free copy of the Mogul Mom Styles that I've been talking about. Just learning your mom style. It's so good just to understand, like getting up more self-awareness and just being able to figure out just all the areas of your life, you know, just starting with yourself. I think that going into this next year, I want you guys to be really, really motivated and empowered and refocused. I haven't really been seeing a lot of memes or even a lot of people talking about 2021, which is kind of odd because usually by now we would be seeing like all kind of memes, you know, people's cutoff lists. And, you know, I've seen very little of it. Like I've seen some, but not as much, more so people just reflecting on 2020, but not very many people just putting out there, you know, that they're going to have the best 2021. 2021 is their year. I think that just because of how unpredictable everything is, people are kind of afraid to set their intention because they don't want to be disappointed or they've been disappointed over the past year. But I do want to encourage you that regardless of what it looks like, that you do still set your intention. Like no matter what, set your intention. Be more intentional just about learning about yourself, figuring out what your mom style is, getting that done. I think that the data, you can't lie to the data. Like the data doesn't lie, I would say. Of course, nothing is 100% accurate, but it is very accurate. I've done this assessment with multiple people, over 100 people, and I have not had one person tell me that they did not like the assessment. Not one. Every single person got some type of value from learning about themselves. And, you know, just, and it's a lot, it can be a lot to digest just because it is a 22-page report. But for the ebook, it will give you kind of just like a bite-sized introduction into learning your mom style. And it's more of a fun way just to see like some of the characteristics, some of your strengths, some of your limitations, how to identify. So like how your mom may be or your grandma or your sisters or, you know, the different moms around you. If you do have conflict with anyone that's in your family or, you know, anything, it just kind of gives you that self-awareness to where you can look at yourself and say, hey, okay, I see where I may have some trouble with motherhood or marriage or in my career, or, you know, these things are happening, you know, in this environment, and I can see how this could be a problem, you know, and what are the solutions to fixing it. So with the ebook, you do get a free discovery call, one free 15-minute discovery call, and we'll go over what you think your mom style is, and then two solutions to whatever the limitation is in your mom style. And so that'll just kind of give you a preview, and we can talk more about getting the exact assessment or getting your exact blend. If you wanted to get more information about that, you could talk about like maybe some goals that you may have for next year on how we can work together to get to that. But the first thing to do is go to the website, download the ebook, and just start reading through it. It's 12 pages, so it's quick. It has a little note area. You can print it out, you know, take some notes. So it's just really good. I'm excited about it. I think you guys are gonna really like it. I have a huge goal next year that I want to work with at least 400 people, just introducing them to the assessment and their mom style. And I'm going to be talking a lot more about that. I'm on Clubhouse. So if you're on Clubhouse, follow me at Modern Mommy Mogul. And I couldn't do the full mogul, so it's MGL abbreviated, but my name is Lashana Stevens. So you may be able to pull me up by there too. And I'm going to create a room soon. That's like in the near future, either next week or like hopefully like within the next couple weeks of January, I will start a room, and it'll just be kind of an extension of the podcast where we can talk about topics about the podcast, where you can get I can get feedback from you guys, or you can, you know, share with the room about your experience, or if you have any feedback for anyone else, if you've been married and have children, or, you know, any of your mommyhood experiences that you would want to share, or if you want to, if you need some support, I definitely want to open the floor up for that. So yeah, so follow me on Clubhouse and just stay tuned with that information. So basically today the podcast is just going to be like an update. I will do another podcast before the end of the year, just like a New Year's podcast where we're setting our intentions and just staying positive. I think that the most thing I've just posted the other day too about a way to have a good day without ignoring your problems. I know that everybody is dealing with something right now, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's in your motherhood, whether it's in your career, whether it's in just, you know, other family members or friends, or, you know, we're just in a really gray area right now, you know, with everything going on with the pandemic and people, you know, being afraid, people being sick, people have lost family members. It's been a year, you know, it's definitely been a year, but I don't want you guys to lose the faith. I want you to keep your faith strong. I want you to increase your expectations and keep pushing, moving through it, allowing yourself that self-care, you know, setting your intentions good so that, you know, however it falls, I mean, however it's supposed to be, God's going to make it happen the way that he wants it to happen anyway. But I do think that it's good to set your intention and put some feet to your faith. My pastor talks about that all the time. Like, yeah, you can have faith, but you need to put some feet to faith. So that means like put some movement to it. So don't be afraid to do your vision boards. Don't be afraid to, you know, write down your goals and your intent, set your intentions high, because the higher you set your intentions, the higher you could be able to reach. So you never know where you're going to fall. So you should always, you know, set your intentions to be good. So hopefully it's motivating, but definitely download the free ebook for the moms. Even if you want to find out what your mom's mom style is, if you're not a mom and you're listening, still, you know, just check it out and just look at the different mom styles, because it's pretty cool just to see it. I know that before I knew anything about the assessment, before I had knew anything about personalities or anything, you know, you think that people, you know, just are able to change, and you have high expectations for people to just be able to change. And the truth is, we're very hardwired to be a way that God created us to be. And if we're not aware of what that is, we can be lost for a lot of years. You know, it can be hard for you to find a career. You may, you know, have a hard time even making goals. You know, some people have a hard time even setting goals. They don't know what their purpose is or what they should be doing, and they suffer because of it. So they end up working at random jobs or spending a lot of time on careers that have nothing to do with their purpose and feel like they've wasted a lot of time. So if you can just grab a hold of the ebook and just start, you know, just start entertaining the idea, even if you're not sold on it, entertaining the idea of just figuring out what your mom style is and being more self-aware. I think that it'll be so helpful for you, so helpful for your family, you know, and nothing, of course, is going to be perfect. So this is not like a, you know, awakening and you're just going to be fixed. You know, it's like, no, you're still going to have to work towards some things, you know, finding out more about yourself, more about your strengths, especially more about your limitations, because I feel that, you know, the more I learn about my strengths, the more I recognize my limitations, the more that I have to work on my limitations. I mean, just to get along with your family, just to get along, you know, with friends and to, you know, employees, people that you work with, coworkers, you know, you really have to stand up and be responsible for who you are. And the more you know who you are, the better you can explain yourself to people and, you know, and try to understand who they are. You know, sometimes you're just not in a place to grow. You may have, you know, experienced a terrible year and you're just, you know, you just can't get it together. But I think that once you're able to at least look at yourself and see like, okay, these are some of my strengths, like I know that I can focus on some of these, then you could start working on some of the limitations. Like, okay, when I get too ambitious, I can tend to forget about my family. You know, I can get, you know, too distracted with work or, you know, and not give my kids as much attention. Like some of my strengths can definitely become a weakness and can cause problems in my family. So just being aware of that helps me really focus on self-care. It helps me really try to organize my day so that I am, you know, being intentional about spending time with my family and, you know, figuring out what they need from me. And just so that I can have that balance, you know, self-awareness is how you achieve the balance, because now you know where to focus your energy and your attention, and you're not just all over the place. You know, the more I learn about myself, the more I realize, okay, there's certain things that I cannot give my attention to because it's a complete waste of time, you know, and it, the time that I'm wasting on, you know, things that do not deserve my attention, that's time that I'm taking away from my kids. That's time that I'm taking away from work. That's time that I'm taking away from making myself better. You know, so it's like, it really shows you what you should be focusing on and what you should not be focusing on. Because when you know what you can do, then you know what you cannot do. And so you won't put so much energy fixing the things that you can't, and more so in strengthening the things that you can. So that's all I got for today. I know it's super quick, but I will have another podcast coming, and it will be before Christmas. I'll do another one for next week, probably Wednesday or Tuesday. I don't even know. Whenever I have some time within now and next week, I'll let you guys know. I'll just drop another bonus episode in. My son's coming in from out of town on Christmas Eve, so I definitely want to spend time with my family. I won't be doing podcasts probably the week after. I probably will take like a hiatus week, but I'll keep you guys posted about that. But I definitely wanted to come on here today and let you guys know that you need to download my free ebook and get yourself started on your self-awareness or improving your self-awareness. Okay, so you guys have a great weekend. I know Christmas is coming. Do your last minute shopping. Love on your family. Get your gumbo ready or whatever you have, your tamales, whatever you got ready for Christmas. I hope you guys enjoy it. But I will check in again with you guys before Christmas to have a little message. I'm going to figure out what people want to talk about or what they need to hear, just giving you guys some encouragement, getting some feedback. And then, yeah, so I'll be working on creating that room for Clubhouse. If you guys have any suggestions, you can hit me up on Instagram. Yeah, so that's it. That's all I got for you guys for today. I hope you guys have a fabulous weekend and good afternoon. Bye.